Waning interest in single-sex education and dwindling enrollment has compelled Mary Baldwin to diversify in recent years by becoming more of a professional school and admitting more men into its graduate programs. Now they just announced they're launching a new co-ed unit on the residential campus, historically reserved for women. The move, says Shay Rosa, class of 09, suggests the 175-year-old women's institution is more or less co-ed.
I feel that these simplistic explanations of a co-educational program not affecting the residential college for women are demeaning my intelligence and are demeaning the education that I received here.
Breanne Peterson started going to Mary Baldwin at the age of 13 as part of the university's program for the exceptionally gifted, or PEG. It allows young teenage girls to pursue undergraduate degrees. If men are allowed to live on campus, she says the PEG program will likely die.
As the mother of a potentially gifted child, when she's 13, I want her to be able to focus on growing her academic mind and not worry about the lack of social awareness that she has when she's in class with a 22-year-old male.
University Vice President Krista Cabe says that the new co-ed unit, called University College, will be separate from the Women's College.
It's designed to bring financial strength to the institution, to grow enrollment, and to ensure that the overall enterprise can be sustained.
For WMRA News, I'm Jesse Nadler.